This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, April 9th. God's word for you today is right words. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 10, verse 19 to 20. And it says, "Do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, you will be given what to say, for it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you." We will kick off today with our final thought from yesterday, which is that only God can make a wave. A surfer's job, the believer's job, is to watch for the waves and surf the waves that God creates. Interestingly, some people try to make the waves themselves, and that is a problem. Businessmen are trying very hard to make waves. It is only God that can create waves. Some businessmen are doing so well. They may be unbelievers, but they know that there is a force that puts them at the right place at the right time. Some will tell you that there was an unexplainable wave that came and took their business to greatness. As a believer, you have an advantage. Do not be in a hurry. Just calm down. He will make the wave for you. So, since God will always make the wave for you, what should you do? What will happen to me if I let the Holy Spirit guide me? If I let Him help me, He will help me know what I need to know. Secondly, it will help me get where I need to get to. Thirdly, if I let the Holy Spirit lead me, He will help me say what I need to say. The Holy Spirit will help you say the right things. When you do life with people, you are bound to have conflicts. And in conflict, it is always important to say the right things. If you are married, you are going to have conflicts. Breathe and ask the Holy Spirit to help you to say the right things. When you have a conflict with your boss or your colleagues, you need to learn to say the right thing. And it is the Holy Spirit that can help you. Mark 12 verse 36 says, "The Holy Spirit led David to say." How many times have you been in church or listening to a sermon and it was like pastor was talking about you or talking to you? Sometimes after a sermon, someone comes to me and says, "Pastor, did you read my email?" "I did not read your email. The Holy Ghost did." A couple came to me after a midweek service. They said they had fought over suya, barbecued beef, on their way to the service. The man said he was determined to deal with his wife. Then they came to church, and while I was teaching, I said, "You are here, married. You fought over suya." And they looked at each other, wondering how I knew. It was the Holy Spirit. A man said to me that if not that he and his wife had the conversation in the car on the way to church, there is no way on earth he would not have thought that she had told me. That is how the Holy Spirit operates. When we rely on Him for directions, He helps us say the right things. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I open my mouth wide. Fill it with your words. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.